Hi, it's Andrea Buchanan with the Community Campfire. Next up, I'm talking with Jolene Crossman, who is a DJ here at the station. She is a wonderful DJ. Her voice is like butter. And she does a weekend guest hosting here. And she also hosts down at KUER in Salt Lake. So if you're ever down there, you might hear her down there. But we are so lucky to have her. Here is my conversation with DJ and host Jolene Crossman. We've been doing these Behind the DJ series, and I've just loved them because you just never know who is who's playing the tunes and who you're listening to on your radio or at home. And it's just been really fun to learn more about all of you wonderful people that come in here and are part of our Air Force. So John said you have to do Jolene. And anyway, so here we are. I'm so happy you came in on a very busy day.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So tell me how long you've been doing the volunteer DJ here.
Over 8 years, I started as a volunteer DJ. Now I'm a weekend host, a weekend DJ.
Yeah, nice. And what do you love about it?
I love being on the radio. I love helping people. I mean, I'm all about customer service and taking care of people and educating them. And so as a DJ, I inform them of what's going on in the public, if there's updates in weather, lost and found, and traffic. Anything that's breaking news, fires, you name it.
Right. I know. I've been asking all the DJs. Well, first of all, have you always had a desire to do broadcast, or was this more of a...
I grew up, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and my parents would have KDKA on, and KDKA is one of the first radio stations in the country, and that's in Pittsburgh. Anyway, we always had radio on, and then when I went to Auburn University, there's a station there, Weagle, and I went over there and I was learning how to be a DJ, but that was sort of a side note. I have a degree in general mathematics, so I didn't really go into radio or do anything in radio until I was working at in customer service for years for an airline, and I went to a job fair up at the University of Utah, and that's where I met John, John Burdick, at the job fair. And so he told me they needed DJs, and I found out I could volunteer there and then earn enough volunteer hours to get free tickets on the airline so that KPCW could auction those during their fund drives, pledge drives.
Oh, you mean, wait, say that one more time. You got free tickets donated for the pledge drives.
I did.
From the airline.
By putting in 150 hours, and maybe I think it was 50 hours. I don't remember how many hours. I had to put in a certain number of hours and volunteering at the station or wherever. It had to be a nonprofit, and then I could donate the tickets that I earned based on my volunteer hours from the airline to my favorite 501c3, and that happened to be the same radio station that I was volunteering at. So they would use those during the pledge drive.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
How many did you do that year after year? Was it
I did until I stopped doing the volunteer and stopped working at JetBlue, which is about 2020.
Okay.
Nice. So I took a retirement because we didn't have any we didn't have any customer service need at the airline anymore. And so I left the airline and just started working at radio stations. Mm-hmm. So I work at a couple of different radio stations, or two of them.
You said a minute ago that, or when you first came in, that you were going to KUER.
Yes.
So what do you do there?
I am a host. An afternoon, I fill in on, whenever they need me. I fill in on the weekends. I fill in a weekend edition in the morning, the local host. I also work All Things Considered every other Friday. And so I read the news, and I've written a few news readers, too, for them. And I just host the All Things Considered and the local host on KUER every other Friday. And then whenever the regular host takes off.
Oh, fun. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you started here at KPCW fully, strictly volunteer.
Correct.
And then over the course of what you said, 8 years maybe?
8 years? A little over 8 years.
You managed to make it a job, not it's like what you do. It's so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
And you said you had a degree in mathematics. Is it?
General mathematics,
okay.
Yes.
What did you do with that?
Nothing really, except help my kids with their homework, with calculus and algebra.
Yeah. They changed everything.
They have changed things, yes.
I can't even do division with my kids anymore. I'm that is not how I learned long division.
I know.
It's there's boxes and all these weird things. Anyways, that's another That's another conversation for another time. So you were here before we had this new studio, right?
Yes.
So you were here through the COVID times and all that. I've been asking all the DJs, what was the most seminal breaking news story that you were in, that you had to break into your set and figure out what was going on? Did you hear?
Yeah, there was a reporter that was talking on a two-way with me. I don't know if it was Ben. I can't remember, but it was a fire. Mm-hmm. There was a fire that happened in the Wasatch Back, and I don't remember exactly where the fire was, but it was one of those where we had a breaking news situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, it wasn't the big one over there on...
No, I think I was bike riding during that one, but there was another one, I want to say, that took place, and this is when Ben Lasseter was working here.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously our Lost and Found is so... what's been your most memorable, like, Lost and Found, or do you have a lot of track record in like, matching people up?
I have done that. And I saw one the other day that I needed to call and never did, because I thought that was the same dog being listed. So one of the memorable ones, I know, well, there was a fake one in there, and I was reading it, and I really thought it had to do with a really long ski that was lost on Main Street. And it turns out it was the shot ski. It was right after that took place. But I was reading it as if it was a real item. Like, oh my gosh, they lost this really large, long ski.
Who put that in there?
I don't know. But we deleted it. Yeah. But I did not after. I mean, I deleted it after I was silly enough to read it on air. And then there's been some interesting ones that might have been farm animals. And over the years, but you know, every once in a while you're reading it and you're not sure that it's legit, but for the most part they are.
Yeah, because that would be a person outside the station just entering into the thing and playing a joke.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're the first person to tell me that there's jokesters doing Lost and Found. The farm animals has gotten a lot of comments. Yeah, people have talked about the farm animals. Like, it's like, you know, you're in a small town when people call in and say there's pigs in the road or whatever.
Exactly.
How do you, like, do you like certain music? Do you curate your own music list when you're in there? Do you play what's ever in there? Like, how does it, what's your sort of take on it, your original?
I do like to put some of the things that I like a lot, but I try to get listener involvement. I want them to call in or text me and tell me what they want to hear. So I want to get the public involved in the show as much as possible. But I do put in things that I do like, and I'll go into the library and get some Bruce Springsteen and definitely Pearl Jam. So there's different things. It depends, too, if we're trying to focus or if I'm focusing on a situation that's happening, a current event. If it's summertime, if people are sailing, so I might put in things that relate to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. How would you compare this station to other stations you've worked in or for? Or is it just KUR that you've had experience in?
I have talked to another radio station about being a DJ for that station, and it was all based on what the individual DJ would put, what was their favorite music on air, which I thought was unusual, because I feel like it is the community radio station. So you want the community to have the input, and during that, you know, 3-hour time frame that you're on air, you want to know what they want to hear. You don't want to just put what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, every DJ is going to have a little bit of their own personality plus their own favorite, you know, artists on and bands. But you still want the listener to call in or text. So,
And are you, you're the weekend, you said. Tell me your shift.
Yes, yeah, Sunday. I work from 1 in the afternoon until 6.
Oh, wow.
So, and then I
fill 5 hours. Oh, my gosh. How do you do it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's fine. I also... fill in for Claire at times, and that's what I'm doing today. So
nice.
The local view.
Do you have a lot of listener involvement, because you've been doing it for a while?
And there's a few that will talk to me, and some of them have heard me on the other radio station. They'll say, oh my gosh, you're busy. You were just on the other radio station this morning. Or they'll say, I listen to you wherever, you know. So yeah, there's a few of them, but not as much as I would want. I wish more people would call in or text. It's really easy. And I always respond. I'm always looking at that DJ line.
Yeah. Yeah. You should, everyone do that. I know. I don't think people realize that they would actually, you know, reach somebody.
Right.
And I know you say it on the show, but you know,
because as a DJ or as a radio host, you, a lot of times, the listener thinks that they have that one-on-one connection. It's a very personal connection with the radio station and that person. So you can make it even more personal by texting in or calling.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Well, you said you had children. You're going to see your kiddos. So do they listen?
Oh, yes.
Are they so proud of their
mom? Grandchildren, too. Yeah, they listen some. They're very busy. One is a doctor, and the other one, he's just got his master's from the Colorado School of Mines, and he's down in Arizona, so they don't live in the state anymore. So, but they do listen.
What did you do right to get doctors? How did this happen?
I just always encourage them to go after their dreams and do whatever they wanted to do, they could do if they tried hard enough.
And so, doctors, two doctors.
One doctor and one with a master's.
Okay. Wow. So. That's incredible. And a very cool mom who's a DJ. Come on. I know. I DJed. I've done a few shifts in that room, and I haven't done it enough to where I'm not scared to death. So I really have a lot of respect for what you do. I mean, do you have any artists that you love the most or that you literally just like, you'll avoid?
I don't really like some of that old stuff like from Foreigner. I mean, and occasionally that'll pop up and I'm like, I don't think so. There may be some Bob Seger. It's like, eh. But for the most part, I'm pretty open. And I definitely like Led Zeppelin. I mean, I like some of the old classic rock, but I also like new stuff too. Ella Langley with Choosing Texas, and Hayes Carl, I think, is hilarious. If you've ever listened to
it. I haven't.
Oh, very funny. She Left Me for Jesus is really funny.
Oh my goodness.
It's very funny.
Is it considered country?
He's from Texas, but I'd say it's more, I don't know if it's considered more modern country. I don't know how you put it, more progressive. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. It's kind of country.
What's the artist name again?
Hayes Carl.
Hayes Carl. Okay, I've got to listen. That's a very funny title. She Left Me for Jesus. Okay, well, you've got to get in there. Oh my gosh. Okay, I appreciate you coming in. And if there anything you want to say about KPCW, just if you're writing a love note, what would you say?
It's just such a welcoming place. And KPCW cares so much about the community, whether it's the newspaper, the local, the shows, and the fact that they welcome volunteer DJs and provide a really important service for this community, a small community that it is, but even though I live in the Wasatch Front, I'm always wanting to find out what's going on in the Wasatch Back. Mm-hmm. Love listening like a local.
Well, great, Jolene. Thank you. I'm glad we got to do this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Jolene.
Thank you, Jolene. Her voice is like butter, I'm telling you.
Like butter.